Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Today. That's right. In the room, Steve Silva.
Aces over Queens.
Amber Ashby Carey.
I made it.
Producer Zach.
Hey now.
And also with us today is a new family member, intern Christopher.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Someone new to get beat up, on,
good.
Beat up on. Besides me.
Pretty good.
And right. I am your host, Sean Roberts. And together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. As always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning. Right here, right now, real live, and also streaming across this wonderful country of ours on the way to Delmarva Talk Radio. Hello, East Coast. Hope you are surviving the weather out there.
Yeah, what's happening?
Ooh, big
hurricanes, big heat waves. I don't know what the hell's happening.
Tornadoes in the New England states.
Yeah.
It's scary up there.
Tsunamis.
Pretty nuts. I saw my friend in Connecticut, and then they're like trees everywhere.
Yeah.
Just everything falling down. So, hi, guys. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today and every morning, every Saturday morning, as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian. And I think we've done it. I think we've got them in the Radio Hall of Fame. They're still calculating everything. So, yeah. Just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, yeah, stay tuned for how you can... Well, we've already done it. We need to change this.
Yeah.
No, we haven't done it. They're not in yet.
They're almost. They're
there's a
in.
Long
nominated. That's a difference.
A though. Long transition exactly. Period yeah. Between.
Yes, the two
got,
things.
Yeah,
yes.
We've
like
got
a big
them
chasm
nominated.
Or something. We have to get over.
Yeah, we've got them nominated. Unfortunately, we're not voting this time. It's strictly down now to the voting committee.
Well,
of 900 people. So
what's their grease their palms? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody got $900? We'll give me $2. See what happens.
Do you?
Now, for those of you who have recently followed us and those of you who are just now joining our family, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, we're so glad to have you listen to the show. Have anybody listen to the show. We love people who have been listening a long time and people that are brand new, especially out there in Delmarva Peninsula where it's going to be a high today of 85.
Ooh.
Steve's cloudy, our weatherman. So, I've decided yeah. That's what his...
Yeah, really baby.
Oops. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to talk to us, say hi, join the conversation, maybe even play a game, because you at times. We're working on the phone still, and we're going to have that in the near future. We're really
yes.
Going to have phones ready to do. So we're hoping people
yeah, we're
going to
bring back
that.
Our phones next week and everything.
We're going to make exactly. Everything more interactive. So
yeah.
Get the
not just Twitter,
F
not
involved.
Yeah, not just Twitter, not just Facebook, but yes. You actually be able to call into the show. We do have got phone numbers, but we finally got a great intern, so we'll be answering the phones
what's
for us.
What's a phone call?
I know exactly.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you know, like when Tito calls in, or you know, Kelly.
That, I don't know.
Kelly Gates calls in and stuff.
So. Zach calls in from Vegas.
For heaven's sakes, yeah. Everybody, when you call us, wear your mask.
Well, we've got a pretty cool show for you guys today. We got Mark and Brian Past Moment for you. We'll be doing catch up. About 10:25 or so, we'll be talking with listeners Mike and Kay about some beer because it's International Beer Day. We got some lockdown pick me ups, the pocket sized cinema. We'll be talking about the great Winford Brimley, songs that make you happy, things that your parents caught you doing.
Uh-oh.
And of course, our latest episode of the Neanderthals.
Now, don't forget you can interact with the show. Commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. And since we now have Chris out there,
hey.
Or will have.
Our intern.
Anyway, you guys think about doing that like next week, I believe.
Huh?
Yeah. So test there you systems. Go.
And... also, I almost put away my sheet here. I'm glad I didn't. Not only can you download the show for free from the website, but you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, all the things.
I haven't heard about that one yet.
That's a new one we're coming up with. Mm-hmm. Get in on the ground floor, people. Your weekly dose. Search for your weekly dose. And most importantly, guys, rate and review the show.
Absolutely.
Please.
Very, very important to do.
Again. Rate and review the show.
And today's theme song is, of course, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, featuring the wonderful Bruno Mars. Such a great song. Always puts me in a good mood. So that's why we kind of picked it there today. And, of course, remember that anytime you want to purchase any of the music that we are displaying here on the show, there's only one place to go, and that's Amazon. Yeah, just go to our website, click on our banner, and start shopping. You can do all the things you want to do there, get everything you need. I've been getting a couple of things there from Amazon myself. So
always.
Yeah, I just got this alcohol tester.
It's there a you lifestyle. Go. Wait, hang on. What?
The thing isn't long enough to stick into the bottle.
What is this? What is it supposed to test?
It's an alcohol tester.
What the heck is a breathalyzer? So
I got it to stick in and test.
I don't know if that's how that works.
I may
Steve.
Have to send it back. Really?
No, I think that that's a.
It looks like it.
I think you have to blow into that, and that's to test you.
He's not used to blowing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
Oh my!
There's the rub.
Many of us are not.
Half of us are not. Anyway.
Oh boy.
Well, you know what, guys? We got a wonderful Mark and Brian Past moment for you guys. I know this is one of producer Zach's favorite bits.
It really is.
This is one of mine. I've always loved it when this character came on. So let's just get right to it. This is the Great White Hunter.
Got it. hunt, kill, kill, hunt. This is the Great White Hunter.
Hey, Great White Hunter, how you doing?
Who is this?
Mark and Brian.
Well, hi, Mark and Brian. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. We're just about to go out on another excursion. You know, Great White Hunter, never a dull moment.
Right. Great White Hunter.
Yeah, you know, my latest idea, have you been to one of them arcades at the carnival where they got them gophers sticking out of the holes and you try to hit them with a padded hammer?
Right, I've seen those.
That looks like fun.
You like that?
So what I just did, I just got hired out from a golf course, and I'm going to go out there and take care of their gopher problem.
Oh, now that'll be nice.
Hunt
I mean,
to kill, kill to hunt.
Right, that's Great White Hunter.
What I did is I went out and I plugged up all the holes except for four of them are real close together.
Right.
And then what you do is you wait for them gophers pop up their heads.
Right.
I don't use no padded hammer, though.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
Oh.
What do you use?
Butt of my shotgun. The hedge trimmer works, but it's a little messy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, you're getting paid for your hunting ability.
I've always enjoyed hunting gophers because, you know, a lot of people, those are the unsporting types. They use old hoses of water.
Right.
You know, they stick hoses in water down there and try to drown them.
Right.
Well, they suffocate. That's inhuman.
That's not good.
No, that's right.
And so you don't do that?
No, what I do is I pour industrial waste down the hole. And then what happens is they don't kill them right away, you know.
Right.
So they just climb out of the hole and they start getting dizzy and they flop around some before I go up and kick them with my boot. Bob the Gimp stands about 50 yards away and he puts his arms up in the air like a goalpost.
Right.
And I try to kick it through. It's sort of a sport within a sport.
I can see where that would be.
Yeah, it's fun. To hunt, to kill, kill, to hunt. That's me. I'm the great white hunter.
Yes, you are.
Oh, listen, man. Mm-hmm. I'm keen on drawing a bead on one of them there flying horses. I like to take a whack at that. What's that? What's that flying horse's name?
Pegasus.
Pegasus. Yeah, I'm gonna give me that Pegasus.
Well,
and I tell you what, once I get it, what I'm gonna do, I'm not gonna kill, gut it, and eat it right away.
No.
No, I'm gonna rip off one of his wings, tie a rope around his foot, let him fly around in a circle. Flying horse.
Oh, boy.
He says, nothing I hate worse than a damn uppity steed. Thinks he's too good for everybody else. Got them wings. I'm going to take them, rip them off. Yeah, a little later today, I'm going to go pet store. Uh-huh. There's some stuff in there definitely needs some killing. I'm going to kill some things at pet store. Oh. Hunt, kill, kill, hunt. Hey, don't you think I don't hear some people moaning in the background? It's not like I won't eat what I kill.
I know. We fully understand. Whatever you kill, you eat.
That's right.
Kill to hunt, hunt
I love
to
kill, kill to hunt. That's the law. That's the rule of the law. The hunter, the killer, the eater, the hunter, the killer. Deliver the hunt.
So you're going to a pet store.
Yeah, I'm going to a pet store. You know, when you walk in that pet store, they usually got a bin right there inside the door.
Right.
And it's usually got, like, you know, a whole bunch of little bunny rabbits in it.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a little baby bunny.
Right.
Well, it's pretty unsporting-like, you know, just go ahead and kill all of my cats. Because it's not like they can run away or hop away.
Right, there's no sport to it.
So I've corrected myself on that. No longer do I go butcher bunnies.
Good for you.
But what I do is I take my hunting knife, right, and I go in there and I wait till that clerk looks away, yeah, and then I stand over the bin, yeah, and I just chop off a foot. I give them to all my friends as good luck charms.
Right.
That way the bunny still lives. That is, if he don't bleed to death. Other than that, then it's a good little gift item.
I guess it is.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
A little good luck piece to run with there.
Oh, hey, I was in that pet store the other day.
Yeah.
And they had that, what do you call them, spider monkeys?
Yeah, see those.
Yeah, them little monkeys. They need to be killed. You probably seen these monkeys either at a pet store or a zoo. Or you walk up in front of the cage, right, and you hold out, they give you grapes to give them.
Right.
And they hold out those little... them little hands kind of reach out inside them bars, and that little perfect little human hand will grab that grape, and then that little spider monkey he'll peel that grape and eat it.
Right.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Bob the Gimp had a good idea.
What was that?
Well, Bob the Gimp, he said, hey, you ever noticed that cherry bombs about the same size? They're similar in size.
Yeah, I guess they are.
If you think about it.
I guess they are.
So we took that cherry bomb, we painted that thing green. And then we went to the pet store where they had one of them spider monkeys. And we taunted it for a while, you know, like, and that spider monkey's giving us that look like, give me the grape. Give me the grape. I'm a spider monkey. I like grapes. So... So we lit that cherry bomb, and then we held it out for that monkey, and sure enough, that cute little human-like hand come out of that cage and grabs that there cherry bomb.
Yeah.
My God, it was so funny. I tell you what, that monkey is still trying to peel that time it went off. Now, being a sportsman as I am, being the great white hunter, I do feel obligation to warn people doing this,
yeah,
to make sure you wear goggles, safety, yeah, first. Always safety first for the great white hunter.
Got to be thinking of that.
Yeah, boy, one time, man, we got one spider monkey so good, man. I'm telling you what, it was still standing up holding that thing, and the head blew clean off the roof.
Oh, God, great white hunter.
Well, Bob the Gimp's in a good mood.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, he's in a good mood. His leg came in.
Yeah. Oh, that's great news. That's great news. So his artificial leg came in.
Yeah, it came in. Yeah, that's he's been kind of testy mood lately because he sent away for that artificial leg, and what he got back a couple months ago, It was one for a small black child.
So
he wore it, but it just made him look funny.
Yeah, I guess it did. It just didn't fit with what he had going on.
Yeah, it wasn't comfortable.
Right, I understand now. But the right one came in.
Well, the right size came in, but it was the wrong foot. You ever heard of the term, hey, he looks like he got two left feet?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Bob had two left feet.
I understand that. Boy, he's been dealing with it right, though, huh?
Yeah, boy, he can still cut a rug.
I guess he can. He's good. Bob the Gimp.
Yeah, he does Bob the Gimp, good dancer. Yeah.
Well, listen, Great White Hunter, as always, we appreciate you updating us on your adventures, and we look forward to the next time we can talk with you.
Well, hunting is a sport to be done by professionals, and always safety first, hunt to kill, kill to hunt.
There you go, Great White Hunter. Uh-huh. Take care, Great White Hunter.
Oh, so good.
Holy cow. I have a little pain right here. There was a moment where I laughed so hard I went a little lightheaded. I'll tell you about that little monkey.
little hand comes out of it. Give me the grape. I like grapes. Oh, my God.
Peel that grape. So sweet.
Oh, so good.
She's still trying to peel that grape when it went off.
When the timer went off.
Oh, boy.
Just another reason why these gentlemen need to be voted into the Radio Hall of Fame. So, all right. Well, we got a little bit of time here, so let's catch up with each other. How was your week, Steve?
Oh, it was great. Want to play a game?
No.
It'll only take a minute.
That's the end of the show.
No.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
I got high and wrote
okay,
some
next.
Stuff.
How are you feeling now, by the way? How's everything going?
I'm feeling great right now.
So I got to tell you this, though.
Okay, tell us, Sean.
So I call Steve Thursday, right, to work on a script. And I go, hey, what you been doing? Whatever. He goes, oh, I've just been pretty much laying here. And I said, well, dude, time to get the hell up. He goes, well, why? What time is it? I said,
oh, God.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
5 p.m.? Steve.
Oops.
Steve.
When I have nothing to do,
I do nothing.
And I do it very well.
Oh.
Yeah. But it just cracked me up. He goes, really? It's 5?
What?
Like, he had no idea what time it was.
I'm telling you.
Now, in my defense, what happened right after that, you gave me an assignment to do the script.
Yeah.
That was at 5, and you wanted it by 8.
Yeah.
And,
well, get back to me about 8 o'clock or whatever. See what
it was like about 6 after 8 when I emailed it to him.
I think that's an accomplishment.
It is.
I kind of, honestly, I was like, oh, how do we want it? And he wants to do it with this. And wait a minute, if I listen to this, maybe I can coordinate the sequencing so that it matches.
Yeah.
And suddenly it came together. I was lucky.
So everyone, the Neanderthals, has been written under the influence.
It's always written under the influence. Are you talking about?
That's our excuse of that.
How was your week, Amber?
Oh, man. I'm finally wrapping up all my doctor's stuff, and I'm on a good plan. So I'm good. It was really scary. The beginning of the week was really, really scary. I had to go in for some extra ultrasounds, and I'm on a good plan, and I'm not. It's not that scary C word.
Good.
Yeah, my liver was a little funky. So I have these things. I didn't know what this was. Hemangiomas. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, but I've been there twice.
I knew a girl whose husband was Giannomi.
Hemangioma. It's like these little, like
it's in the South Pacific somewhere.
Hemangioma.
So it's 1 in 5 adults have these in their liver, and they sometimes get mistaken for the big tumors. So it's not. It is not. I'm good.
It's not a tumor.
It's good.
Does it rhyme with Spencer?
No.
No.
Okay. Does not. Sorry. Anyway, so everything's good. I've got my health ironed out. Got a good plan. My doctor's amazing. I'm just so happy right now.
Good. That's awesome to hear.
Towards the end of the week, I was like, my arms are raised. Nobody can see me. I'm doing
the Rocky pose.
And the kids are good. We're getting ready for school. And if that ever happens, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to do the same thing with my son as well. And
is OC as big a clusterfuck as LA and Long Beach?
I don't I don't know because, I mean, we're North OC. So, and I got to say, you know, Karen and I have been talking to a lot of people at the district, the principals and teachers and so forth, what have you. They are going to be doing an online thing. They are making us choose, though, whether we go traditional or whether we want to go online.
So the hybrid? Traditional?
We have to decide which way we want to go. So we left it up to my son, and he decided to stay home.
Okay.
You know, and respectfully, you know, it's his decision. So, which is understandable, you know. So the thing I don't like about it, though, is that we have to be 100% committed to that for the full year.
LA and Long Beach are doing you have an option of online or hybrid. And then what they're doing with the hybrid model is they're trying to figure out if they're going to do mornings and afternoons and varying days, or they're going to just do separate days. Like it's it's the districts fighting.
A
clusterfuck is the thing right now.
Los Al is pretty clear and cut because it's a large enough that we have our own, you know, school district because we do have population for it. But at the same token, I mean, we've got so many, I forgot what it is, like 15 or 20 elementary schools.
Oh, we've got La Salle is, what is it, like the number one rated in California. The entire state.
Yeah. And then we have two, then it goes down from that down to two middle schools and then one high school. So,
pretty amazing.
If you're going to go the traditional route, there's three things that they're going to do. It's either they're going to start online, then if things get better, it goes hybrid, which kind of like what you were saying, it kind of goes half and half. The kids who start on the AM will go to the campus, and then they'll finish up in the afternoon. If you're assigned in the afternoon, then it's opposite, you know, so then you'll start online in the morning and then go to the campus in the afternoon. So the groups will switch off with each other. So that's the hybrid.
Okay.
And then there's the full just going, you know.
Well, they better keep track of that because there's always a chance somebody gets screwed up and he'll end up going plaid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so back to Sean.
So it's similar to what you were saying.
So you said three things then. You said online, you said a hybrid, and then you said full on.
Full on. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So if you choose.
Well, that's a lot of options.
Yeah. Well, no.
Ours can't fucking decide their nose from their asshole.
The thing is, if you choose to go traditional, those are the three ways they're going to handle it.
Okay.
So, but if you're choosing online, you have to stay online for the full year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So
probably the procedural thing to get everybody lined up so they can actually be online at the right time all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And they need to figure out, you know, what numbers are gonna be too. Yeah.
This is definitely gonna change teaching and schooling.
Oh yeah.
This is a new. We are blazing forward a new trail that has never been.
Yeah.
Traveled before.
Yeah. But Roman took a summer class, and the nice thing about it though is that. We were talking to a friend of ours who's a professor. She has her doctor's degree. Matter of fact, she just got a job working at a university in near Nashville.
Oh, that's right.
Which is Dr. Joy. And it turns out that the same thing that Berkeley Davis is using for online is the same thing that he got to use recently for his class. So they're on the same type of thing.
Fancy.
So, which is pretty cool. So we're going to see how everything plays out or whatever. With it and kind of go from there. So yeah,
same here.
Yeah, Zach, how was your week?
Well, I got a little announcement to make.
Da da da.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I am COVID free. I went in.
Awesome.
Yay! Here, I'm gonna clap for myself. There we go. I went after the show Saturday and got tested just because I wanted to get it over with. And Thursday I found out I am completely free of it.
Awesome.
So, did that. Yeah, thank God. There was so much doubt. Just worked a lot.
Well, you just need the antibody test next. That's what you need.
Yeah. Well, the two of you guys are the most active. I mean, going
of
out
all
there.
Of us?
Yeah, out of the four of us.
True.
I mean, because you guys are out in the public, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're working. Yeah, we're doing
the DoorDash. Yeah, Steve's at home and lays down all day. You know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Do we need to hug Steve less?
I always need a hug.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just home working, so just, you know, doing my thing here. So I'm reducing the amount of places that I've been going, especially with these new spikes and everything. So I'm not.
Delivery is not that bad, man. It is really strict. You can really.
That's good.
Dial it in, and everywhere has hand sanitizer. You don't have to. They walk it out to you. It's really good. You don't have to.
Yeah, because I worry about you, the two of you, is that, you're out there.
Do most of the people have you set it on the porch?
Yeah. Yes. About 90%.
Even if it says hand it to the customer, you still kind of let them know, make a knock or say, hey, or if you don't want to touch the doorknob or the doorbell, you're like, hey, it's DoorDash. And I always try to give them a little call, too. I got handed $15 yesterday. Is that
really?
Yes.
I don't get cash tips that often. I think maybe once a week.
I'm kind of bragging at you, but you know.
Yeah.
But this That's the fine. Lady's like, that was so nice. You called me when you were on the way. You clear, and I was like, oh yeah.
I kind of sort of do that stuff. Yeah. I say have a nice day in the text when you drop off the food. That's friendly, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Is it your face?
It's definitely not my face. So is it my face?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay. That's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
I love him.
I got something that happened this week. I wanted to tell Amber. You know, you posted yesterday you were feeding the squirrel in the park, the nuts
and
stuff.
No, that was out front of my house. That's my little pet.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah,
that was yesterday.
Yeah, squirrels.
Yesterday, I went to the park over by my house to eat lunch, and a squirrel came up on the table and was taking potato chips out of my little plastic container and eating them right there on the
table.
Was
he really?
I was like, I can't believe it. I took a couple pictures of it. But
it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? It's my chips.
Dude, I've been golfing where they literally will jump. When you're getting off your cart, you park your cart, they will jump on the cart and rummage through your shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially over here at Lakewood Country Club. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, holy cow. Look at that.
Right there squirrel. On the table.
Yep. Squirrel.
All righty, guys. Well, you know what? It is International Beard Day. So, of course, we wanted to bring back one of our favorite listeners.
Why aren't they here?
Mike and Kay. I'm just a cold beard. I don't know if that's a COVID thing going on.
What's COVID? Chalice on my pop top.
Got a love in the time of Corona. Ready to roll. I'm just
a cold beer drinker. Hello?
Hey, Mike, Kay, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. How are all of you?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voices.
We're also awesome.
You all are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
We miss seeing you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, you guys just took a trip recently to go see your son in Arizona.
He's actually in New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
So we drove through Arizona out to New Mexico and then back and saw quite a few things along the way.
Cool. How was that trip for you guys?
It was awesome.
It was great.
Did you
go up? We hit several breweries, had a great time with our son. Lots of good stuff.
Did you go up to the Four Corners and see that exciting extravaganza?
No, we drove straight out the 40 and stopped in Flagstaff for a couple of days and then hit Albuquerque. On the way back, we went down towards the Sedona area before we headed back.
Nice. Well, as we said earlier, it is International Beer Day. So what beers do you guys have for us today?
Well, we've got three great selections from various places around the globe, and the first one is one that Kay and I have been wanting to try, but just hadn't gotten around to it. It's kind of one of these classics where you see this beer often on Instagram and some of the other popular beer feeds. You know, when you look at ratings for this, it's got thousands and thousands of ratings. And this is it's a series of beers called Delirium, and they are brewed. Yeah, okay, you know what I'm talking
Delirium,
about with the pink elephant.
Delirium, Nocturnum. That's the
There's Nocturnum and a few others. So it's brewed by a family brewery called, and I am not 100% sure of the way you say this because I couldn't really find the enunciation online, but it looks like it's the Haig Family Brewery.
Okay.
And they've got quite a few beers, two of which we tried last night. And the first one is delirium tremens.
Oh,
and
I didn't, that's a good one.
I didn't know this until yesterday, but that's the phrase that has actually created what we know as the DTs.
Oh.
Delirium tremens. And the definition is a rapid onset of confusion, usually caused by withdrawal from alcohol. So,
okay, I get it now. All right,
it's what I get every night when I go to sleep and I can't drink. anyway, so this particular one, this tremens, is it's a light, crisp beer with a little bit of sweetness, and the difference between these beers and many others is they use three kinds of yeast in their process, and that adds a complexity that is not necessarily the standard, and it also helps lift the ABV up to 8.5%. And we liked this one a lot. It was very good, but I think that just like a lot of other kind of classic beers that came out early on when beers, different types of beers were coming out, you know, there's high praises and there's a lot to say about them, but there's so much out there now that I would put them, you know, kind of in the middle or the upper middle of the list of you know, my favorites.
Got it.
The other one that we had along with that was the Delirium Nocturnum that you know, you guys just mentioned. And it's more of a caramely color. It's very smooth. It's more malty.
Mm.
It still has a bit of sweetness. Kay and I both kind of thought we could taste a little bit of pepperiness to it and some roastiness that came out of the roasted malt. And it was, for us, it was the better of the two. It was a much more enjoyable beer. And again, not a bad choice if you're looking for something just a little bit darker because of the smoothness and a little bit of sweetness. So
that's a really good end of the evening after a meal. It's like your like little nightcap, the Nocturnum.
Yeah.
That's really good. And then the Tremens is like a daytime, like before your meal kind of.
Yeah, it was a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a good summer day beer, you know, one of those types of things.
Or a morning beer.
Yeah. Depending on where you're at in the alcoholic spectrum.
As they say, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Exactly.
So we're counting that kind of as one. So it's the Delirium, the two beers that made up the Delirium beers. And then the second one that we have on the list is one beer that was actually a collaboration between three different countries. And so what you've got is you've got Stone Brewing involved, who I think everybody's familiar with Stone.
Amber.
Yeah. You have Koedo Brewery in Japan. And then you have a place called Garage Project out of New Zealand. And they do beers and wine and other things. And this particular collaboration is called a Tsuyu Saison. And Tsuyu means plum rain.
It's the
rain that falls in Japan as the ume harvest ripens, and ume is a kind of a sour plum-like fruit if you're not familiar with it. So saison is French for a season, and it's a pale ale.
Saison.
It's a pale ale, fruity, spicy, and they're usually bottle conditioned.
Those are two words. I don't know if they go together. Fruity and spicy.
Fruity.
It's like wine. If you really take your time with these things and you try to discover the flavors while you're drinking it, you can discern a few different types, a few different things out of that. These are brewed with Japanese plums and perillas. I'm not sure exactly the right way to say that. Aged in New Zealand Chardonnay barrels.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Goodness.
And it was really good. It was out of the few that we had, it was one that we enjoyed quite a bit. It's slightly plummy, so a little bit like a plum wine if you've done that before. And if you haven't, you should try them. Plum wines can be really good. It was slightly sour, but not enough that it would scare you away if you're not a fan of sours. It just had a little tiny bit of the kind of sour you might get out of a piece of fruit. Slightly sweet, but not overpowering, and then the fruitiness. It was very refreshing. It was a very enjoyable beer.
Awesome! I'm gonna try that one.
Yeah,
Yeah, you can find. Good.
I'm gonna need a link on that one, Mike.
Okay, I'll send you something on that.
Thank you.
And with the plum.
And remember, as always, you can find these brews at not necessarily these at your grocery store. You might find some of them, but most of them you can find at like a specialty liquor store or a specialty beer store. That's where I found them, at a place near where I work. They're not the cheapest beers. Some of these, the first few of these come in the bigger bottles. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to split it with a couple of people, but they're definitely worth it. It's like spending a few bucks on a good bottle of wine.
We call those treat beers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we just call them research.
Oh, there you go. That too.
Gee, I'm trying to see if I can make this tax deductible.
Exactly. That's what you need to do.
I think you can, Mike. Absolutely.
Our last one, and it's one of our favorites. We consider it an international beer, so we wanted to talk about it because we go through a lot of these. It is Modelo Negra. It's everybody's familiar with regular Modelo cerveza.
Oh, that's what I drink.
There
you go. And they make a great dark beer. I don't know if you've had Steve the dark beer.
No, I haven't.
It's really good, and it's not. I tell people it's a great introduction to dark beers if you're afraid of dark beers.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has that kind of Mexican cerveza taste and feel to it. Goes great with a lime. It's just got a little bit more body and a little bit more richness.
It's the gateway to dark beers.
Yeah, it's a good choice. And you can get that easily at the grocery store. It's a Munich Dunkel style beer.
Oh,
it's I think I said rich and smooth. It's roasty a little bit, but not overpowering. There's a tiny bit of sweetness to it. Kay said, I say it goes well with lime. Kay said lime has to go with it. So,
all right.
So definitely try it that way. And, I wrote my notes here that it's an excellent entry-level dark beer. So definitely worth going out and getting that one.
Of course, you know what they say about dark beers.
Once
you go dark.
Play baseball in the park? What do you
exactly?
But we'll have to keep it clean.
What's nice about the Modelo Negra is that oftentimes places do not have a good list of their dark beers, but they usually at least have that one. So if I'm looking for a dark beer, I can usually at least find that.
Okay.
That's good to know.
I love Dunkels, but a delicious German beer, but I've never thought about the lime with it. That's interesting.
Yeah, it works really well. Works really well.
Yeah, it pairs nicely, and it because it still has a little bit of that cerveza feel to it, not just like a regular dark beer.
I know I've had them before, but I can't.
Mike,
remember.
You said something interesting that I didn't realize, but you said that with a Mexican beer taste, so like a Corona or Modelo, whatever, is how different of a taste is that to, let's say, American beer?
Well, to me, and I guess probably I would have to do a little more of a deep thought process to figure out how to describe it. But to me,
or research,
I feel like there is kind of a specific Mexican beer taste, and I don't know what really that has to do with. I haven't done any research on it or anything. But yes, a Corona has a certain flavor, and one of the best ways to prove that out is we make beer margaritas fairly often, Kay and I and our friends. And they taste much better with Mexican beers. If I were to throw some Coors or something in there, or some Budweiser, it would change the flavor completely. And I don't know if it's just having grown up drinking Corona as a 16-year-old, it was back then, and just developing that kind of it was considered a treat or a special thing back then because, my dad drank Bud, and that was always around the house to steal. But when you could get your hands on a cold Corona that wasn't skunked, that was a treat. And so, I do have a preference for that flavor when I'm looking for a summery light beer.
Interesting. Okay. That's good to know. And Kay, how are you doing with your beers?
Excellent. We just bought a new capper and we used it last weekend when we capped the, I did a blueberry pale ale again, this time all grain.
Uh-oh.
And so I think that earliest would be next weekend that it'll be ready because it's right now doing the bottle conditioning with getting the carbonation.
Okay, I think I'm coming out your way next weekend. I'm going to be in the area.
All of a sudden.
We were going to go out there.
I'm ready to start the next one, which will be a double dry hopped IPA with pineapple. I'll do it hazy style.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a good one.
So if we come over with our masks and some gloves on and plenty of sanitizer, can we maybe have an outside?
I'll come over with scuba gear. I don't care.
Yeah, we could like be outdoors like they do at the restaurants now. They've closed down whole Main Street of Huntington Beach so that all of the restaurants could set more tables out in the street.
They
so
did that for the city of Orange, too.
Yeah. Mike and Kay, we've invited ourselves over.
Yeah.
That was good. We've got room to distance, and as long as we can handle each other a beer, I think we'll be okay.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
That's right. Let's not get crazy.
Well, I got to say, man, it is so good to hear your voices, and I'm so glad you guys got home safely and you were able to go out and see your son, because I know it's been some time for you guys on seeing him, so I'm glad you guys had a chance to do that.
Yeah, it was great. And a couple, one of the things I wanted to say, you know, on the way out, I think it was, or it might have been on the way back, I don't recall, but we listened to your show with Tito.
It
has been so great hearing, you know, Kelly's and Tito's voices recently. And that interview you guys had with Tito was epic. I mean, he is so great to listen to. We really enjoyed it. And so awesome job on those. And the other thing I wanted to ask, I just saw it last night for the first time. Can we still donate to the Karen Volpe Foundation?
I believe you can. Yeah. If you want to get a hold of Paul Preston, absolutely. I think he's still taking donations, whether it's $5 or whether it's $50 or, you know, whatever you guys want to donate. Absolutely.
I think it works. Okay. He's doing it at certain times where there's a deadline so that he then hands it out.
I think that's how it works.
So you might be in between, but he will take care of it one way or the other.
I'll reach out to him
on Facebook. I think he's on Facebook.
Yeah, he is.
And then one other thing, Kay wanted to mention one of the breweries we were at because with you, Sean, having a musical background, you'll enjoy this.
Uh huh.
So we take the I-40 on the way out, and we always have to stop in Winslow. So when you're standing on the corner for a while in Winslow, kitty corner across the street is the Mother Road Brewing in Winslow, and they have some good beers and some good food. So it's just a fun place to hit.
Well, you know, I'm thinking road trip then, maybe, then, you know?
Yeah. Hey, standing on that corner, you get a little parched.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
It's
like,
definitely.
Yeah, because, it's hot, you know? Yeah. You need to drench that thirst there, so absolutely.
In fact, I said
on my post that day, it's a beer, my lord, and a glass that's cold.
That's a good new tattoo right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Going to Winslow and standing on the corner is one of my bucket list things.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Another one is to go up to Claire de Lune in a truck stop.
Oh. You know, it's not that far away. Make it an overnight road trip, and there's a great little cafe out there, and it's a fun little town.
It is.
Well, Mike and Kay, go ahead, Kay.
If you get thirsty on your way out, there's two really good breweries in Kingman, Arizona, because, you know, that's kind of like halfway between there and Winslow. And one is the Rickety Cricket Brewing, and the other is Blackbridge. And so you can usually find something to, you know, wet your whistle along the way.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
I just like Rickety Cricket. I love that. I love the names of some of these things.
Well, you know, it was so funny. I was in BevMo the other day, and I thought of Mike and Kay. Because I saw the Belching Beaver brand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, I miss them. So, but yeah. And I picked up their peanut butter one. So.
You see my saber-tooth squirrel?
Yes, the saber-tooth squirrel.
I'm getting that tattoo, I swear to God.
But it made me think of you guys. So I'm so glad to hear you guys' voices again. And it's just so good again. I'm glad you guys went out to go see your son, because I know you guys needed that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And we really appreciate you inviting us onto the show. We miss you guys, and we hope we can get together sometime soon.
Absolutely. We miss you guys, too. Exactly. And don't worry. You know, after this whole thing, we'll definitely be drinking no matter what every weekend. We'll be coming out there.
All right.
Sounds great.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
You guys, take care.
All right. I love you. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
All right. Sorry.
And
so
Chris
good to hear them.
Chris is up there rocking out. That's yeah. I like to see that. He's enthusiastic. He's yeah. into the show.
He's definitely into the show.
Right? Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm into the show.
I All like right. There you go.
All right. Well, let's do some lockdown pick-me-ups. We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues. Blue. Well, you know, it's always been hard to find, you know, stories with during this whole coronavirus thing. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just so much bad news going on.
Oh,
you
gosh,
know, whether
yes.
it's, you know, it's like, you know, I tell my wife, I go, how can you watch the news right now?
It's painful.
It's more painful than usual because, I mean, the first 15 minutes, it's nothing but who shot who got in a car crash, the police were chasing these people.
Who tweeted what?
These people are chasing the police.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And sometimes it is really hard to find good stories. And I found a page that is kind of dedicated to that. So here's some cool things that have been happening. Ocean Voyage Institutes completes the largest open ocean cleanup in history.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, more than 80,000 tons of plastic have been accumulated into what is known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I'm sure we've kind of all heard about it.
That's a lot of water bottles.
And seen it. It is. And it just kind of floats there. You know, it's kind of mm-hmm. weird. Well, the Ocean Voyages Institute basically has gone out and picked up 80,000 tons of this.
Yeah.
The plastic pollution now has affected at least 700 marine species around the world, often in their stomachs or trapping them or killing them. The United Nations, Ocean Conference estimates that the plastics in the oceans might outweigh the fish by 2050 had this continued on. So fortunately, many organizations around the world were taking action. In late June of this year, the Ocean Voyages Institute returned from a 48-day journey to recover waste from the North Pacific. Its 103-ton haul of fishing nets and consumer plastics has made the voyage the largest ever ocean cleanup. And it's more than doubled the Institute's 2019 haul.
Wow.
So that's good to hear.
Now, what do they do with it after that?
Well, you can recycle it.
Okay.
So, which is good.
I didn't look this up.
Or burn it.
Shoot it in the face.
Yeah, or gut it.
And we'll clean that up later one day.
Gut it, yeah. So that's one good thing that's been helping out. Now, this country has regrown its lost forests, and the world can learn from it. There's a gentleman by the name of Pedro Garcia. In the certain interview, he was nursing a plate of seeds on his lap. He said, "This is my legacy." And basically, seeds were from a tree that can grow up to 60 meters or 200 feet tall and is favored nesting spot for endangered great green macaw birds. Pedro is 57 years old. He's worked on this 7-acre plot. And in the last 36 years, his hands have turned in from bare cattle pasture to a very heavily forest haven for wildlife, where the scent of vanilla wafts through the air and hummingbirds buzz between the tropical fruit. It's home to hundreds of species, from sloths to strawberry poison dart frogs, while also cultivating agricultural products from pepper vines to organic pineapple.
Let's go.
So, and this is down in the country of Costa Rica. So he's been able to bring this forest back to life in the last 36 years. So that's wonderful news. Another cool thing here, after 250 years, Big Sur, the land has finally returned to the Native American tribe.
That's awesome.
As part of a $4.5 million land deal, the ancestral homeland of the, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Esenlin tribe has been returned to its people after being landless for a quarter of a millennium. It says, "We are back after 250-year absence because in 1770 our people were taken to the missions." Tom Little Bear Nason, who's the chairman of the tribe of Monterey County, told a newspaper recently. He says, "Now we are back home. We plan on keeping this land forever. It's 1,200 acres of undeveloped private property near Big Sur, known as the Alder Ranch, and is being transferred over to the tribe for nonprofit dedication preserving the tribe's heritage." And so, which is wonderful. That's wonderful news.
Mm-hmm.
So after so long. And this is another amazing story here. A young boy finds a Marine's dog tags.
Oh.
Yeah. So this 12-year-old kid, Colton Conrad, went kayaking with his father on and brother on July 4th, and they had no way of knowing what he'd find was part of someone's past and help a family reconnect. So apparently the Conrads were picking up trash, and something, and they noticed something, and Colton noticed a glint in the water, and when he went to investigate it, he found these dog tags. So they're slightly grimy and everything. They cleaned them up, but they were able to read the name on them, which is a Ronimus, which is kind of an unusual name. And so they decided to look it up and do a little bit of research on it and everything. Well, unfortunately, the person whose dog tags it belonged to, because they were able to return it to the original owner, has already passed away, though.
Okay.
He passed away back in 1974 due to a motorcycle accident. But the sister is still alive, and they returned her brother's dog tags to her.
Man, eerie and so interesting at the same time.
So, yeah. Huh. And so when they found out that they're still part of the family around, they knew that they had to give them back to her and meet her and everything. So just a neat little cool thing. And the sister said that the family had gone camping often also, and that probably that's how her brother's dog tags were there.
Ah, okay.
You know, and but yeah, the little boy found it and contacted the family and returned them. And
that's really cool.
That's really cool. So there you go. So a couple of
lockdown
pick me ups.
Pick me up.
Lockdown, baby, I'm trying to get out. Been washing my hands. That was neat and close. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang lockdown blues.
Well, you know what? It hit the rim, so shut up. before we move on, though, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of people get criticized for being left-handed. Like Zach.
Zach, are you a southpaw?
Indeed.
Yeah. So,
we got two of them?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm
a southpaw too, but for different reasons. So, but it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, but when he bruises his right wrist.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Left-Handers Day today. So just want to say, you know, happy National Left-Handed Day.
I had no idea there was a day for that.
Yeah. This is your day, Hand.
Wow.
It's all about you, Hand.
Go to it.
Yeah.
Go to
it.
Let me leave the room.
That's
first.
A different show.
All right. Well, you know what this room needs right now?
A left
Tell
hand.
Us.
A little class.
Some culture.
Something
we like to call
pocket-sized cinema. That was a little different, wasn't it?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
She's talking.
And welcome to pocket-sized cinema. The theme song that makes Tito go... Right?
He does.
Today's feature is entitled The Sausage King.
Oh my.
The Sausage King. We open when a man walks into a store. He wanders up and down almost every single aisle looking for the item he needs. It's nowhere to be found. The sales clerk at the front notices the man checking out every aisle and decides to help the man. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The Sausage King. The Sausage King. Excuse me, sir, but do you need help looking for something?
Yes. In what aisle could I find the Polish sausage?
Are you Polish?
How dare you ask me something like that?
Well, I'm sorry. I have offended you. That was not my intent.
Well, I am offended, and yes, I am Polish. But let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
If I had asked for Italian sausage, would you ask me if I was Italian? Or if I had asked for bratwurst, would you ask me if I was German? Or if I asked for a kosher hot dog, would you ask if I was Jewish? How about if I asked for a taco, would you ask if I was a Mexican? Or maybe if I happened to ask for Irish whiskey, would you think I was Irish?
No, sir, I probably wouldn't, no.
So because I asked for Polish sausage, you assumed I was Polish?
Well, it wasn't because you asked for Polish sausage, though, sir.
Then why did you ask me if I'm Polish?
Well,
Because you're in Home Depot, sir. Amber is just like, wow.
What the Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. So that happened.
Yeah, so there you go. So you thought it was going to go a different route, wasn't it?
What did you fucking expect?
Expect the unexpected.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Damn. Home Depot, wrong store.
No, that would
store.
Be.
Yeah.
That'd be the wrong store.
Well, you know.
Thank God I wasn't a Lowe's.
You know, last week we announced and talked about several people who've recently passed away. And, you know, that's one thing about our show. It's always hard to keep up with certain news because sometimes things happen on the weekend. Our show is weekly, and sometimes things happen, and after we get off the air, it's like, what?
Oh, it's like clockwork. We get off the air, someone dies.
It's like you're
exactly.
It's like we're a curse.
We got to stop the show.
Well, it's your weekly deaths.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God.
So, unfortunately, the great Wilford Brimley passed away. Wonderful actor. So many wonderful films that he's done. Cocoon, The Firm.
In and Out.
In and Out, yeah. Tito's favorite was the Ewoks Adventure TV show. I'm like, you're right. He was in that, you know?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in that. So, and I think that was the only reason why I watched it. You know, Wicket and, you know, Wilford. That's the only reason why.
I remember that.
Other than that, that story sucked, you know. But such a great actor, you know. He really is, and I think he'll definitely be greatly missed. I know he is by a lot of his peers. One of my favorite films that he was in, though, was The Firm with Tom Cruise.
Oh,
that's so good.
Such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, it is a John Grisham book that got turned into a film, one of the many that they turned into a film.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was the first one, come to think of it.
Really?
I think so.
I don't remember.
When was The Client? That's one I know really good.
Yeah, that was after. Okay. That was after. So, yeah, so it could have been. And it's funny because Tom Cruise does such a wonderful job, and it is such a young-looking still Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And this one really, I think, showed his depth of acting, that he could do this type of a film as well.
He was really good at it.
He was very good in it.
Holly Hunter was good in it.
Yeah. Everybody was. It was a good cast. So we're going to play a quick scene for you guys here. So this is Tom Cruise and the great Wilford Brimley in The Firm.
I know pretty much what you told the fellas, so I kind of got the picture. Now it's my job to give you the picture. What I'm concerned about, son, is this. The FBI wouldn't come after you if they didn't figure they'd get to you. What do you suppose made them think that?
I have no idea.
Well, see, it's my job to have an idea about that. For example, they might know how important your young wife is to you, and they might use that.
How?
Avery says last Friday you took the afternoon off. He figures you might have been with another woman.
Why would Avery
How do you
think...
know you weren't followed? Here's your Abby, one day walking to the mailbox, anticipating the arrival of her red book, her sharper image catalog. What does she find instead? She finds heartache, Mitch. The death of love and trust. Imagine her one day opening that. Go ahead, take a look.
It's Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Not just screwing, Mitch. But the kind of intimate acts, oral and whatnot. It can be particularly hard for a trusting young wife to forgive and impossible to forget. That's just the kind of stuff the FBI could use for coercion, Mitch. So you watch yourself. I'll do the best I can to protect you. And I know you'll do your best to protect the firm. So if the FBI so much as spits in your direction, you'll let me know before it hits the ground, won't you?
won't you, Mitch?
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Oh. It's just, you believe it. You really do. When he says
just,
something.
It's just so natural.
Yeah.
You know, very, very natural, the way he comes off and everything. So, again, Wilford Brimley, man, gonna be missed. And Watchmen Cocoon also.
Oh, gosh,
great,
classic.
Great film.
Mm-hmm.
Great
he's
film.
He's good in everything. He's in, like, I mean, his what's it, his filmography is, woo!
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. And also, if you get a chance, stream the Ewok Adventure, you know, because that is just, woo!
No, I've woo. Been subjected to that at... No, I haven't. JP was into all of that, and yeah, I don't.
So,
anywho,
all right.
I will pass on the Ewoks.
Come on.
I got on DVD if you want it.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I actually really do.
Oh my god!
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I liked that one when I was little.
Gosh.
They made two of them, so you know, hey, wow. It is what it is.
Whichever
if
one
you
had
bored
the
first time, which, we'll really get you the second.
Which
time.
Which one? Which one's the one with the bad guy where he's got like white hair and he's really kind of older and wrinkly looking and his eyes lit up?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen him though.
It was. Scary.
For a 5-year-old, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. So, again, so passing the great Wilford Brimley.
All right. Let's see here. Hang on. You got me off track here.
Why do I get you off track?
You did, because we're talking about Ewoks and how terrible that was, and then I was having a whole thing. And
she was really into what was going on over here. She was watching, listening to the show.
First of all, Ewoks are wonderful.
Okay. Let's agree. I would... You see those little dogs, those Brussels Griffins? Mm-hmm. It's a still little breed of dog that looks just like an Ewok. That I can do. That's okay.
Get one of those and name it Wicket.
Okay.
All right.
I did a coho Cardi B, like, okay. If I had the nails, it would have been clicking right there.
All
right. Okay. So today is National...
Happy Day, so yeah.
National Happy Day or Happiness Day?
Happiness Day.
Oh.
Happens Day is actually what it is.
I'm so into this. I needed this today.
I'm very happy today.
That's good. I think that's medically induced, but that's...
I think it's always medically induced.
You mean I don't always have this cherub-like demeanor?
Oh, no, you do. You do.
Cherub-like.
It's just sometimes we get it on the downside.
When he was earlier, he was looking at me, he's like, oh, the text just went funny. I can't see. I was like, what did you do? He's like, it just kicked in. Okay, anyways.
What a blabber mouth.
Sorry. Listen, hey, you know what? It's legal in California, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so National Happiness Day. So I'm going to read off 12 songs that everybody loves that make you really happy right now.
Okay.
What do you think?
All right.
I'm going to start at number 12.
Okay.
I don't know about this. Mmm-bop by Hanson.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Back in the day, but after like a good 3 months in constant rotation wow.
I still don't get tired of that song at all.
You don't?
I don't know that song.
Yeah.
All right, so of course this one, 11, Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Also, yes, tell me.
Tommy?
No, tell me.
Oh, I thought you said yes,
no,
Tommy.
No, yes, tell me, Sean. Speak up.
Can you say what the famous comedian is in that video is?
Oh, it's the... I forget his name, but yes. Yeah,
so we had him on the show last week.
I know. I can't we had him on the show last week?
Yeah. We played a bit from...
Oh, we did, but I can't remember his name. Just say it.
Robin Williams.
Wait, he was in that video?
Yeah. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. So, Bobby McFerrin, number 10. We're moving on. Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, Katrina the Waves. Yeah. Yes. Great song.
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It feels good.
Walking on Sunshine. Whoa. Yeah.
Woo. That's our version of it, guys. Number 9. And I had to look this one up. And I love Weezer.
Uh-huh.
I had to look this one up. I didn't know this one. So it's If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To by Weezer. And it's off their, Ratitude is the album. Ratitude. Yeah, from 2009. Anyways, it's an interesting little song. Not my favorite Weezer song, but anyways.
That could be a t-shirt worn by every man on the earth.
Ratitude.
If you
If you yeah. There you go. So he's putting the message out there, ladies. Number 8. Come on, this is the one. I do the dance. I totally go full in for this one. I Got You, I Feel Good by James Brown.
Oh,
I
yeah, feel good.
Yeah,
I knew that I would now.
I know, we need that to play right now. That's a good one. But that's, yeah. Come on, do you not do the dance? You do
the little
shuffle he does.
You have to. It's James Brown.
Exactly. Number 7, of course, Hey Ya by Outkast.
Okay, yeah,
yes,
that's a good one.
Yes. They were shaking it before the old Taylor Swift stole the... Shake it. Okay.
Well, that's Shake It Off, so...
Let's
Shake It Off. It's different.
She's a Rip It Off. Never mind. Anyways, number 6.
Wow, there's something you don't like about this country girl who went pop?
I like Taylor Swift sometimes. Anyways, number 6, Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World by the Hawaiian guy whose name I never...
Oh, Israel.
Kamanawanalea.
Kamanayana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamakawa, blah, 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 blah.
You know, if you Google it, it's Kamakawiwoole.
Okay.
Say that 3 times.
You know how easy it is
to get a boss from intern Chris
to Google there. Is? Just go in IZ and there he is.
Was that, Christopher, you know funny. That? You know this pronunciation? Can you pronounce it?
Kamakawiwoole. No, and I'm not going to try.
Okay.
Right. Kamakawiwoole.
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 Can
I buy a vowel?
He looked like a weeblo.
It's some Hawaiian pigeon shit. Anyways, number 5, Kodachrome by Paul Simon. You got it. That's classic.
Kodachrome.
That's
kind of, yeah, okay. All right.
Anything so Paul Simon put you on.
Bright colors.
It depends on the song for me.
Oh, come on. Paul Simon?
Graceland doesn't put me in a happy mood, but Julio in the Schoolyard.
Oh, gosh.
That put me in a good mood.
All Paul Simon. I was raised on Paul Simon. All right.
Well,
number 4, Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
absolutely.
You're in the car, and you got your hand
Everybody's
up. You close
doing
your
that.
Eyes. You're almost crashing. People are scared around you. That's kind of that song for
you're
me.
Watching the last episode of The Sopranos.
No. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in the end? Is that it?
Yeah. That's the ending song.
There was a big controversy around it. Not the song, but that episode.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I'm not a big Sopranos fan.
Did you watch The So-So Sopranos?
No.
Oh.
No.
I never watched The Sopranos.
I started to.
Ever, not once.
So apparently Sean and I are alone here.
Yes.
All right, brother.
Not a new feeling. Number 3, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. I hate this song.
Oh.
Ouch.
I got a feeling. Woo. We should
That's a cool song, though.
It's a good song.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good song.
Oh, my gosh. There was a church that redid it in like to a worship song. Uh-huh. And it's like, what the
Somewhere, I have videotape of my son singing that when he was about 3 or 4.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
It's a children's song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Number 2, Say Hey, I Love You by Michael Franti and Spearhead. That's a good one.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do. I can't sing it.
By who?
Michael Franti and Spearhead. We need a clip of this one. Can we get a clip of this one real quick? Say Hey, I Love You.
Hang on.
I know. Hello.
I'm making a statement to you.
I love you and I'm funny in the same.
What am I looking for?
Hello.
Say hey. I love you.
Hey.
I've said it 10 times now to everybody.
Shut up. Come on.
Man. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, people love this. I say hey. This was a huge hit.
First time I'm hearing it.
What?
Me too.
Same.
This was a huge radio hit.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't listen to the radio.
I think this was like, 2005, 2006? I don't fucking know.
I can see how people...
See, I listen to Mark and Brian in the morning, and then I turned off my radio for
the
rest of the day.
By the way, what's the caller? What's our listener who complains about me saying the F-bombs? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Don't send me an email. I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm sorry now.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Good. Turn off. Moving on. And number 1.
Yes.
Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The new
Come
one.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. Pharrell can't go,
yeah.
Can't go wrong. I mean, Pharrell does everything he does. He touches his gold.
I only
knew
about 4 of these
he steals the songs,
songs,
too. That's why.
He makes them better.
He steals the songs, too.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Hey, they went to court on that. Come on. And lost.
Okay. He wasn't thinking clearly there. So what do we got next? Are we going to do ours?
Well, do we... Yeah, I was going to say, now, does everybody have a song that puts them in a good mood?
I have one for just right now. This is like my current... now, because I'm watching... I'm catching up on some TV shows. So The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Okay.
The true crime story. So there's a scene where the killer, the serial killer, and this gay guy's in the car, his truck, singing this song. And it's, I've been doing this, and it's really disturbing, but... This is my.
But this is a happy song about the.
I don't know
getting
this,
in the car.
Song. This song, you can't not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play it.
What? That's not it.
I smell it. Look, they're drinking Kool-Aid.
It's the classic. That's not it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I made a mistake. What is the name of the group?
Well, you had it. It's the Oh shit! What's her fucking name? Damn it.
There it is again.
I'm sorry.
F bombs.
Send your
F-bombs.
Cards and letters to.
Please not.
Your
I'm
weekly
sorry.
Dose
I
one at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm finding
Care
it.
Of
I'm finding
Amber.
It. Oh, dang it. I did
Attention,
it again.
Amber F bombs.
I just said dang it. That's good. It's Laura Branigan. You remember her? It's
like Laura Branigan. I know that name.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're messing with me.
Steve's old man.
Gloria! Show it. You really don't it's a scary song, but it's so good.
I grew up with this song. Very early 80s, 82 is when it came out. I do like Laura Branigan, though.
She was smoking.
Yeah.
And she can wail, man. She has some good stuff.
No,
so anyways,
good song.
That's one of my.
All right.
Steve, had a good 80s belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, what was yours? Do you have a song that puts you in a good mood?
Yes, Rod Stewart is the purveyor of this. Maggie May.
Oh, that's a good one.
It has quite a
It
nice
has the intro,
intro.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd start hearing this. Come on, I'd just be like, it really takes me someplace else.
Everything takes you someplace else.
I went to college in San Luis Obispo, to Cuesta Junior College, and it just reminds me of that time. It was so good there. I love
that
area.
Takes you back
area.
To the college days.
Yeah.
That was a good song. Crank it a little bit there.
Wake up, Maggie.
Sorry about an older woman and a young boy losing his virginity. Yep, there you go. All right. Zach, do you got one?
I do, but I'm not sure if you guys want to hear it.
I knew when I saw you searching. Yeah, this is his, and this is funny because he'll play. He goes,
I'll bet it's Slipknot.
Hey, this is the demo. Hey, this is the real one. What do you think about these two?
I'm trying to test your audio skills in your ear.
Yeah,
let's listen to it.
There's a part that I'll fast forward to. That's like my favorite part.
He'll get goosebumps.
And this puts you in a happy mood?
Yeah.
It does. It gets me excited.
He bangs on his steering wheel and his dashboard and it gets crazy.
Weird choice.
Your ears bleed in his car. Like that, he has it so loud.
Oh, here we go. Here's where I want it. Goodbye. I love that guitar sound so much. You have no idea.
And the can drums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the DJ scratches. Yeah. Slipknot's an interesting band. They're like live. I could totally do that. That's like I could just have a whole like night live.
That's
band.
What
like,
makes them.
I won't sit and listen to it unless I'm like, if I'm getting a tattoo, I'm like, yeah.
They are like the pinnacle of a live band. Like they just are so amazing. They sound like they sound like the album when they play.
Well, I think it's actually better live. From what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's
there's a lot of antics.
Experience.
It is.
It's there. You don't capture it in the album.
Early on in their career, they light each other on fire. I'm not even kidding. They literally light each other on fire, beat each other up on stage.
Must be bored.
So moving on from Les Slipknot, Sean, what about you?
Mine, you know, there are so many to choose from because there are a lot of cool songs that I love that just really puts me in a good mood. Some of them we've already mentioned, like Walking on Sunshine, you know, things like that. Even the theme from The Partridge Family will put me in a good mood. But I think one of my favorites is from Bon Jovi, of course, my favorite band. This is a song called Sleep When I'm Dead off of the Keep the Faith album. And just great, great, great song.
I can see you jamming out to this.
I don't want to sleep when I'm dead.
I'll crank it. 7 days of shadow day is all that I need. God, no use for Sunday because I don't rest in peace. I don't need no Monday or the rest of the week. I spend a lot of time on me, but baby, I don't like to sleep.
Go, Sean, go.
I won't lie to you.
Woo.
I never want to cry to you. I probably drive you wild.
I miss karaokeing with you.
Oh, we got to go.
I know.
Hey, you know, let's ask intern Chris.
Yeah,
do you have a song that...
Yeah, I do. I do have a song. I mean, there like you said before, there are a lot of songs to choose from. Mm-hmm. But the one that I decided to go with today is a song called Fire On Up. It's by the Paper Kings. Y'all don't know me. May my fits
rest in peace, cause that's a old me. Got this taste on my uppity tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is new to me. How do you turn around and watch you sing this? As you rise. Sing! Heart of a lion, never say never. There we go. Diamond, shine under pressure. Oh, it's time to fire on up. Damn!
Oh, it's time to sing. Fire on up.
This is pretty karaoke show.
Go into Chris. There's no tomorrow,
just play the game right.
You know what? No one can follow. Oh, it's time to fire on up.
Oh, it's time to fire on up.
Wow, this, yeah, that puts you in a good mood. I like it.
Yeah.
Good pick. Good pick, Christopher.
Thank you.
Very good pick. You know, that's what we should do maybe next week.
What's that?
I'll pick a karaoke song.
We should do a live. Too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should pick a karaoke song and see what we can do on it.
Well, I mean, we should do a Facebook live.
All right. Okay, let's do the Neanderthals. Let's tune into the Neanderthals.
Damn TV.
History began on July 4th, 1776.
You know, we could just buy a new one. I mean, this is like 40 years old.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Chubbies going back to the 1970s.
Welcome. I almost forgot my script. Welcome to the 7th episode of the following Neanderthals, the show that follows the life of a Neanderthal family as they discover many firsts in their lives. Last week on Neanderthals, they discovered making various types of dishes, which has expanded their taste buds. Being tired of berry squirrels and the occasional titmouse.
What the heck was that?
I'm just reading the script. Our merry little band has decided to bring down a woolly mammoth. Which, of course, Grandma Shirley has said many times.
Tastes like chicken, but still not as good as Popeye's. Popeye's chicken? They're not afraid of the gays like other chicken places.
It was raining earlier, but it turned into a beautiful day. We see the family huddling around about 50 yards in front of the big, hairy beast as they plan the attack. Watching Neanderthals hunt is a lesson in preparation, planning, timing, and execution. They now seem to be ready as Zonk and Schlonk move a few yards to the left and right, with Donk facing straight forward in the middle. Conk and Grandma Shirley are waiting behind Donk, ready to move in when the mammoth hits the ground.
I don't know what we're doing out here, I'm telling you. You idiots, Popeye's is open. They even have a drive-thru.
It looks like the attack is about to begin. Let's listen.
Class act.
Oh no! The spear's been caught.
Not yet!
We're still running through the woods!
Listen
to the damn sound effect!
Okay, I'll do the loud grunt again.
Hold on!
Class act!
Do the sound effect over again.
Okay.
And crank it. Turn off the music.
The spear's been caught in a crosswind and sailed Schlugrath through his body, impaling him to the ground. Oh, the horror. This is terrible. I've never seen this kind of tragedy. Oh, the blood. Oh, the humanity I can't watch anymore.
I told you that we could have gone to Popeye's, but no. If I were you, I'd get this boy to the hospital.
Yes, quite right. Well, we will see you next week, bringing you new information from the hospital when we hear Schlock say...
Oh, that gonna leave a mark.
Yeah, that was your line, but that's okay. I'm your narrator for the Neanderthals. Cheers.
Did it hurt?
I just, throughout that entire thing, I just wanted to go,
rawr. I'm the only one who says bad words, apparently.
Apparently.
I feel the, is it the FCC?
Oh, we would be fine so many times if we were on real radio right now.
I think the red phone would have been picked up to pull the plug.
And then some.
What?
Who the hell you think you are?
All right. Let's go ahead and play the game then.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that is number 17 in podcast in Fargo, North Dakota, Quiz Me,
Quiz You.
You. Question number one.
Hold on.
Oh, yes?
Hold on. No, we already got the questions.
Yeah, we have them right here. Now.
Oh, right.
We're doing them.
Oh, yeah. Remember?
So you're going to prompt us, but...
We went over this.
Who's going first? Oh, yeah. Look at you staying up to date. You want to go first? You want to do the first five?
You want to do rock, paper, scissors?
Okay, ready?
Rochambeau.
Here we go. One, two.
Oh! Yay!
I will be going
Damn
first.
It.
All right. And intern Christopher, are you playing with us?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I'll take a crack.
A good, all right.
So remember, name is your buzzer.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, you can see the answer. Don't look. Don't look.
We are ready.
Okay. You can't see him.
Yeah, you're blocking.
No.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I thought I was thinner.
No, <you're not. laughs>
you thought wrong.
Damn it.
I thought you were shorter.
Oh.
What question are we on?
You're fired.
We haven't done the first question yet, so it's...
Well, you're going. You want me to go first? I thought that
you lost.
So I have to go first? I thought I
yes,
last.
Yes, you okay, go whatever. First.
All right, number one. Oh. What is the main color of the Chinese flag?
Zach.
What is it?
Red.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, all right. Excuse me for getting
that
it right.
I was like, wait a minute. This is ridiculously easy. Okay, number two.
It's like Morongo.
In LCD, the word LCD as in a television, what does
the
this
word
C-
LCD?
Steve.
Well, no, the TV. TV, the side.
Steve.
LCD.
The acronym?
What is
Steve.
It? What's the C stand for?
Crap.
Crystal.
Steve is correct.
Oh, what even was it?
Crystal.
Liquid crystal display.
Yes.
But I like the fact that there's three letters, and that's a word.
LCD.
LCD is a word.
Shut up.
LCD.
Well, I mean, and is a word, and it's three letters.
It's also Spanish.
LCD.
You know it's four letters? Next.
LCD. That took me a second to get. All right, number three. Which state is Prince William Sound?
Sean.
Where?
Alaska.
You got it.
Wow. Everyone's doing well today.
I thought it was confusion.
No, that's California.
That was 5 minutes ago.
All right, number four. Which Sinatra song manages to rhyme a line with Shy Way?
Steve. I did it my way.
There you go.
Yeah, you did.
This is the one time I haven't hit the buzzer once.
He functions under the influence very well. All right, number five. Which married actress for the 17th time on Michael Jackson's ranch in...
For the 17th time?
17th time in 1991. Come on.
What?
Who is Michael Jackson? Come on, who did Michael Jackson? She married for the 17th time in 1991 when she still had like a shred of looks still.
17th marriage?
17th marriage, 1991. Michael Jackson's best friend, Zach.
Oh,
Joan Rivers.
Steve.
Nope.
No.
Diana Ross.
Nope.
No, Sean. I don't think it's a 17th time, but... I would probably say you're going to go with Elizabeth Taylor,
yes.
though.
Yes. Oh. I think it's 17.
No, wow. She didn't marry that many times.
Well, who the hell made these?
I don't remember. Maybe it was 7.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah, what? Nothing. No, go ahead, say it.
What is it? Reading the script.
7th.
7, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally there's a teen after the 7th.
I was reading very, very quickly.
Yeah, you were.
I was looking at my, I was holding my tea. I was, you know, multitasking. And I hate reading the questions because then I can't play. Whatever.
Oh, so you were trying to sabotage for everybody else.
No, I was not. They did really good. They did amazing.
All right, Steve, you got the next 5?
Yes, I do. All question right. number 6. I hate this stuff. Who was the Roman god of fruit?
Oh!
Fruit?
Zach. Russell Crowe.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
It was a gladiator joke.
Chris, say your name.
No, I'm trying to remember
it. You know it, Chris?
I'm trying to recall it.
I know someone who might know this, actually.
Yeah, get him
why
on the phone.
Why are you texting somebody then?
I'm not.
Why'd you pick up your phone?
Nothing.
Cheater.
No, I'm not.
Cheater.
This is just backing up what I said earlier.
Cheater.
I'm rigging the fucking game.
Apologize for that F-bomb.
Oh, wait. Is it...
Chris.
Ooh. No, Chris.
God
go
of
ahead.
Fruit.
Chris.
Let's just go with Saturn.
God of fruit?
Nope.
Yeah, no. There's a city in Southern California named after it.
Yes.
Well, that shortened the list.
Sean. Oh, you almost said it.
Pomona.
That's it.
Really?
I can see you. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 7. Sandra Bullock won the Oscar for Best Actress.
Zach. The Blind Spot?
Oh!
Ah, damn it.
So close.
Is The Blind something?
Damn it. So close.
I don't know this one.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
Sean. The Blind Side.
That is correct.
That's right.
Was the question even finished?
Yeah.
They
no.
do this. They precog it all the time. It's like a thing. It's a thing.
Okay. All right. Question number 8.
The way we do things, Chris.
Okay, Zach.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of sass for a brand new intern. Fired for the second time. Anyways, okay.
Okay, which mammal besides Octomom has the longest the longest gestation period.
Ooh. Oh, Amber.
Amber.
Elephant.
That's it.
All right.
Wait, what? Octomom.
That's Octomom.
Wow.
Okay, question number 9.
That was funny.
What is the name of Oprah Winfrey's production company? Sean.
Harpo.
That's it.
It's actually Oprah spelled backwards.
Is it?
It is. That's how she came up with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How original.
I now have in my hand the last question.
Yay!
Number 10. Sangha monks and nuns are found in which religion?
Sangha.
Zach.
Zach.
Buddhism?
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, I was going to guess that too.
I didn't keep track, but I think you guys are all tied. I think you guys all got 2.
We know what we're doing.
Who did it?
Ah.
Have you seen him do Prince? He can do Prince and Michael Jackson. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
we need some new music out.
See, he's got that gene, you know, that makes him. Hey, white man can't dance.
Is it a gene? Is it
or jump?
I mean, the last good white man that could dance was Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire. So
hot fire.
Alrighty, guys. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the show. Website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
If you want to follow me, Steve, for my one post and one tweet a week, at Steve Silva on Facebook. Well, you just said Instagram, and I was going to say Instagram, and it's Facebook. Steve Silva and Twitter at SilvaLining69.
Of course. And if you want to find me, you can. It's my name, Amber Ash McCary. It's up to you. I don't care. Maybe don't.
I guess I care. Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram. You can see all the, cute puppy pictures.
Oh, my puppy. Good ones.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's just simply Sean Roberts HC. So, all right, guys, go out there. Have a good weekend. And all those on the East Coast, please be careful with that storm. Hopefully it's passed through well enough that everybody's doing okay and cleaning up and everything. I know there's a lot of power lines down. I think millions were left without power, so, and hopefully they got that back up for all you guys. So until then, be good to each other and wear your masks, people. Very, very important. Social
wash
distance.
Wash your damn hands.
That too. So until then, be good.
And remember, world, people are dying, so please be safe.
Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.